Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the Sensible Football Podcast. This is Tariq joining you this week along with Vishal.
Hey guys.
And no Karan because it's too hot to get through in here now. Okay Vishal, so once again we are back to leading off with our favorite topic.
Yes.
Because we're recording this on a Monday before the Spurs are yet to play.
Yep.
West Brom.
Yep.
But as things stand, Leicester City 4.
Yeah.
Swansea 0.
Yeah.
Leicester City, which were without unholy diver,
yeah,
Jamie Vardy, suspended after that red card,
yep,
in the last game. We thought they would not be able to cope. Everybody was wondering if this is where they really hit the skids.
Yeah.
Leicester City, which had won the last 5 games with 1-0 or a margin lesser than that, 2-2,
yeah,
draw last one, go ahead and score 4.
Yep. So, yeah, that's Leicester for you. So, I think one of the most abused terms in football in this thing is the whole concept of playing to your strengths. So, in football, where we constantly talk about how teams need to play to their strengths and how everybody needs to play to their strengths, I think Leicester are the team who signify that. So, when Claudio Ranieri took over, so when you think championship team, when you think top of the table thing, you think flair, you think passing, you think high scoring, you think long distance goals and all of that. But when you look at Leicester, you see minimal possession, counter-attacking football, you see defending with your bodies on the line, you see, and if you look at Leicester's goal-scoring patterns, right, most of their goals are scored from the same region, as in if you see Vardy's goals from where they are scored, it's almost from that 45-degree angle, it's from,
yeah,
that this thing, and Mahrez is always from that, and in set pieces, it's always targeting Robert Huth. It's consistency that has led them to this team. So if you break them down everywhere, right, so for example, when Leicester are defending, they never go for the ball, but they cleverly create triangles around every. So if the opponent is passing the ball here, either passes straight, he passes left, or he passes right. And if you look at it, all angles are covered. Yeah. So basically, when you have the basics done right, and they charge for the ball only when they finally see the ball. They never really go run too much, but they run the right amount. So
this, I'll just bring in a couple of stats here,
yeah,
which were interesting because Leicester have among the lowest possession stats in the league.
Yeah.
But low possession is understandable. A lot of teams play low possession football.
Yep.
But the other astonishing stat that I have not been able to get my head around, and you are trying to explain it now,
yeah,
is that Leicester have one of the worst pass completion,
yep,
rates of,
yep,
the league. The sub 70%.
Yeah. Even yesterday against Swansea, they won 4-0. You think that they would they dominate a possession, everything. No, Swansea.
So they had 40% possession,
yeah,
and
60% possession,
less than 70% shooting.
Yeah. And that's about it. So they, it's about being efficient, that team. So whatever they do right. So they had about 18 shots on goal and 4 converted, and out of which the first shot on goal was a goal. And
this is another pattern with,
yeah,
Leicester. Often their first,
yeah,
shot on goal
is a goal. And same against Newcastle. And so it's about being efficient. It's not. So it's very easy for them to get carried away and run a little too much. And why do you think they don't get injured? If you look at Leicester's way of playing, this is a team that is hardworking, but not necessarily in the yards covered. It's very smart. The way Claudio Ranieri has set this team up, you can see the disciplinarian in the background. So when Leicester do not have the ball, they never lose the shape. Even when they do have the ball, they do not lose the shape. And as soon as they lose the ball, the first thing they focus on is getting back into shape. So, which is why they become so hard to beat for every team, because you never find players out of position. And you always have, for example, a Mahrez, who you never think as a good defender, is coming back, is falling back, and he's doing his defense. So, which is what makes this team a team, where, you know, everybody's doing their roles. This is still a very mediocre team. Whatever said, this is a very mediocre team, but it's about how well they are doing their jobs. And that is exactly what is left them where they are. Because every week we say they're going to slip up. But
and they've been shrugging this off,
yeah,
ever since Christmas.
Yeah.
Actually, ever since I think Gary Lineker announced she's going to,
yeah,
do the first match of the,
yeah,
day next season.
Yeah.
In his innards.
Yeah.
And that still might actually be happening. I hope he's shopping already.
Yeah.
But the title race is still theoretically open, although,
yeah,
we understand that the season defining matches are probably coming next week.
For sure. So
you have Leicester facing United.
Yep.
Away that too, which,
yep,
which could be crucial.
Also,
and Tottenham facing Chelsea.
Before that, Tottenham playing West Brom tonight. You never know, because while Tottenham have been doing all the right things, it's still pressure because they have an 8-point lead to
shut. They're the ones chasing.
Yeah. And you would think that Leicester would have been under pressure considering they're playing early and Tottenham closing their number. No, Leicester went and did their business like they normally do. So Tottenham do have pressure tonight as well.
So the last four games, actually, Leicester and Tottenham have been neck and neck.
Yeah,
they've both got 10 points from the last four
games. And if you were to think about, like you said, next week's fixture, both the teams, Chelsea and United, are wounded animals who are taking serious offence to Tottenham and Leicester being on top of the table. This is just that. And if you look at what John Terry said, it's about beating Tottenham and making sure Tottenham do not win the league, because they want to be the Kings of London, not Tottenham. So there's a lot riding next week for sure.
There's a certain other club in North London that would like to say the same.
But that club, let's not talk about right now. But there's so much riding and there's so much at stake, but it purely comes down to pressure and who can handle it best. And I think just from pure experience and the fact that Claudio Ranieri has been around the Football League so many times, there is a definite edge that Leicester are bringing, because Leicester are playing as a squad. But
and speaking of Claudio Ranieri, finally used the T word.
Yeah.
Last week in the press con, he went ahead and said, we are now targeting the title. But this is again a man who's put all the other things off of his checklist and he's now said, now we are going to fight him.
So he started with UEFA. First he said survival, then he said UEFA Cup, then he said Champions League. Now he says, okay, fine, I have 3-4 games left to go. Let me talk
Champions
about
Champions League is assured, so now we tick the last to-do list. To try and go for the title. But there are other places at stake and we'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about those. In the thick of that, two clubs from Manchester and one club from London.
Yeah.
Actually, there is also West Ham in
West
the mix.
Ham, yep.
So how do you see the top four panning out? Because we know the top two now.
Yeah.
That's going to be Tottenham and Leicester.
Yeah.
So what about the other two spots?
So Arsenal, I think, don't want it, because the performance against Sunderland was so poor. I think it was one of the most boring games of the league so far. It was as bad as watching Aston Villa play against Aston Villa. It was that bad, honestly. And oh my God, Arsenal like showed zero drive, showed zero passion. And Sunderland did all the running. Sunderland is a great point, by the way.
Yes, because they desperately needed that point.
And a point against Arsenal at home or away is just a bonus for them. But for Arsenal, it was just pure lack of passion. And United have a game in hand, only 5 points behind Arsenal, which leaves the fourth spot open. And if Arsenal continue to play the way they do, I see United finishing in the top four. Because United are still scrapping out results.
And it would be Arsenal falling out of the top four. Because City look...
Just the way City again hit the ground running hard, and they're back to scoring 4 goals and 5 goals a game, and I think they've cemented their place in the top three. I think honestly, between Leicester, Tottenham and City, the top three are done, and it's down to Arsenal versus United. Even West Ham have dropped a few points of late, so it's down to Arsenal versus United. And I think the way Arsenal are playing currently right now, where there is sheer lack of passion, there's almost zero crowd support, the manager is looking to make 100 excuses about why they're not delivering. So I think, Arsenal will shoot themselves in the foot, and after 20 years, finally follow the drop.
So
I think it's required for that club to really move, because they are too comfortable in their position.
So this is a season where Arsenal have essentially out-Arsenal themselves, because they started, and a lot of talk about Arsenal's title to lose originally.
Yeah, we picked a club from North London to win the league this season, but we just picked the wrong club. Even Spurs did not think it would be them. So, but Arsenal, I think Arsenal have just been an excuse this second half of the season. I never thought that they would put out such a poor display with the players that they have this season, and with the fact that the other teams have just not been up to mark. Arsenal were on top of the league comfortably at Christmas, they just need to continue playing, and they would have won this league pretty comfortably. But no, they chose to. They can blame it on injuries, but they had enough and good people coming into the squad to really go ahead and win this. It's just them being them.
Okay, so we will keep a track of that and we'll bring you that final push for the league. We'll also bring you a couple of special episodes on the final day of the season, depending on how things pan out. But for now, this is what we think is Leicester's secret sauce. And we're still trying to get around that recipe.
Yeah.
And we don't know, maybe Claudio Ranieri lets us know something else towards the end of the season. Till then, hoping this continues. This is Tariq signing off, along with Vishal, who's surely hoping
that
United make it to the top four.